Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The head of Iraq's Human Rights Association claims the killing of civilians there is becoming a, quote, daily phenomenon. The Iraqi government is launching its own investigation into whether U.S. Marines killed 24 civilians in the city of Haditha. Meanwhile, troops have been cleared in another Iraq incident. U.S. defense officials say military investigators have concluded American troops used appropriate force in an air and ground assault on an Iraqi village in March. They say the investigation decided the allegations of intentional killings of civilians are unfounded. The incident involved came months after the alleged massacre by Marines of 24 Iraqi civilians in Haditha in November. The military is still conducting two investigations into the Haditha case, one to see if U.S. troops committed crimes, and a second to see if actions were covered up. Mark Golasco of Human Rights Watch says there are serious questions that the military can police itself. Garlasco also says that planned ethics training for the troops is not enough.
It may seem like a good thing to have ethics training in Iraq that they've put forward now, but I really think it's just a knee-jerk reaction. You know, what we don't need is to sit everyone down in a classroom and tell everybody to hug and make nice and not to shoot at people.
Garlasco of Human Rights Watch says the troops need to get counterinsurgency training. Meanwhile, Attorney General Gonzalez promising today any U.S. soldier committing a crime will be held responsible. Asked today about the allegations against the Marines in Haditha, Alberto Gonzalez insisted there will be a thorough military investigation, and he says anyone responsible for a crime will be held accountable. The Bush administration transportation chief says Gulf Coast states need to do more to help residents get out of the way of any oncoming hurricane. Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta says some good evacuation plans are in place for storms and hurricanes, but he says the region has to do more so that everybody knows where to go, whether they should take a car, plane, train, or bus. He says Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida all have plans to turn inbound roadways into outbound lanes during storm evacuations. Five news organizations paying Wenho Lee $750,000, part of a settlement of a nuclear weapons scientist privacy lawsuit. He ended his suit against the Energy and Justice Departments today. He'd accused federal officials of smearing him, leaking information that he was a spy for China. This is Air America Radio News.
Hey, Truth Seekers, good evening. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's about 7 past the hour. It's Friday, thank God. The crappy, nasty, horrible week. By the same token, it was quite a news day inside the Beltway, Truth Seekers. If you didn't read today's Times, get a copy if you can, or go online and read it. Cheaper that way. All the big stories are in there. Did you know, for example, that there are no important national icons worth protecting in New York City, and as a result of that, the Department of Homeland Security has cut the security budget of New York by 40%. Jesus, God. Okay, I'll get pissed off later in the program. Did you know that Bush's Tejano, Alberto Gonzalez, has asked the big internet service providers to collect data on your PC habits and your email and what websites you visit? The cover story is they're trying to stop child porn on the internet. If they really want to stop child porn on the internet, all they need to do is shut down the PCs at the Department of Homeland Security and a couple at NASA, and they're halfway there, right? Huh? And the war on queers is back just in time for the midterms. At my blog, that's what I wrote about today at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. The knuckle draggers weren't head up enough over the prospect of all those scary Mexicans flooding into America. They have to play the gay card again, and Bobby Kennedy has certainly caused a stir with historian Rolling Stone about the last election stolen by the Bush crime family and what happened in Ohio. I was watching, what was I watching tonight? Oh, Wolf Blitzer, the former German U-boat commander who now works at CNN. And Wolf Blitzer had Bobby Kennedy Jr. on and some freak from who used to be in the press office for Bush. And Blitzer was asking Bobby Kennedy to explain himself that the election in Ohio really wasn't stolen. And it was pretty unpleasant to watch because Bobby Kennedy, if you read the article, it is statistic after statistic. It's incident after incident. It is not the kind of story that translates to television. You can't do it in 30 or 60 or 90 second sound bites, which is what Blitzer was trying to push Kennedy to do. On the other hand, you can rebut that kind of a story by saying, oh, that was settled a long time ago. It never happened. Which is essentially what the right-winger said. So it was pretty grim. We're going to talk about it tonight, and I am going to read for you the first three or four paragraphs from that Rolling Stone story. So stick around. Finally, Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki, the guy Bush says he likes, lashed out at the U.S. military over the past 24 hours, denouncing what he characterized as habitual attacks by troops against Iraqi civilians. And so on and so forth. This also was in the Times, something we've been talking about all this week, but I don't know if I can talk about it again tonight, but we have some sound today from White House spokesgeek Foxy the Snowman, also known as Tony Snow, and it turns out that, golly, the Prime Minister was simply misquoted. That's all. What he meant to say was that the Iraqis love American long time and want to give them all their oil. We'll play some audio from today's White House press briefing. You've got to hear to believe. It's getting worse and worse and worse with Tony Snow. I'm starting to want McClellan back. Of course, when McClellan was there, I wanted Ari Fleischer back. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? A couple of emails here I want to share with you. This came from Mark. He says, Mike, I love your show. Listen, when I can, I apologize in advance for the effect this will have on your blood pressure, but I want to share with you an editorial that appeared in Thursday's Birmingham News. I guess he means Birmingham, Alabama. I got so worked up, I sent in a response, although it was not published. It was not published today. I'm hoping they will publish it in the Sunday edition. Anyway, this is what a moron wrote in to the Birmingham, Alabama News. Under the headline, Hold Bystanders Accountable. This guy named, I guess this is his real name, Gilbert Snodgrass from Sylacauga, Alabama, wrote in the following. I think everyone in Iraq should be put on notice that whenever there's a roadside bombing or an ambush on our troops, our military should immediately dismount and shoot every living person or animal in sight. Just how innocent are those civilians who stand around watching the insurgents planting the bombs or setting up ambushes but say nothing? The Marines in Iraq who shot the civilians should be given awards instead of being held criminally responsible. Maybe next time when some innocent, quote, people are sitting around watching an insurgent plant a roadside bomb, they may think to themselves, gee, my family might get shot if I don't do something about this. Although their hands might not have planted the bomb, their words could have saved lives. It's time they learn this lesson. And then it's signed, Gilbert Snodgrass, Sylacauga. What do you want to bet he's a Baptist? What do you want to bet he goes to church every week? And so Mark writes, this is my response. I'm hoping it'll be published in Sunday's paper. I was appalled to read an editorial on Thursday's Birmingham News written by Gilbert Snodgrass of Sylacauga, which advocated murdering innocent civilians in retaliation for attacks on our troops in Iraq. I hope that this editorial was a joke. If it was not, then it would be another sign that our nation is losing its sense of humanity and morality. Many terrorists attack innocent civilians in retaliation for actions they believe have been perpetrated against their family, nation, or culture. If our troops did the same to innocent civilians of other nations, we would be turning into the enemy we are fighting. We must not allow this to happen. It's been reported that one of the 24 civilians murdered by U.S. Marines in Haditha was an infant shot at close range. At least two of the murdered civilians were seniors, shot in the chest, execution style, at close range. Others were reportedly shot in the back. As a citizen of the United States, it's my hope that when innocent civilians of other nations see our troops, they bring to mind feelings of hope, safety, security, and justice, not a fear of senseless death and destruction. I can only hope and pray that Mr. Snodgrass's warped sense of morals is not shared by others. And he signs it Mark in his last name. I'm not surprised that I think Gilbert Snodgrass's letter is probably legit. There are so many people in this country who see non-whites or non-whites in other countries as being less than human. And sadly, so many of them cluster together here in the religious South. Jesus. And then this, from one of our young listeners, Chris, and his last name, he's one of the kids that listen to the program. I'm very disgusted with the action of the United States military, Chris writes. First, they go into people's homes and murder their families. 2 days later, they kill a pregnant woman and her husband because they don't stop in an invisible checkpoint. The punishment for the soldiers should be at least 2 years behind bars for the atrocities that have been committed. In regards to the pregnant woman and her husband, why couldn't these Marines ask the Iraqi family why they were in such a hurry instead of going on and opening fire? The punishment for the Marines who killed the 24 innocent Iraqis should be 5 years behind bars because under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, it says that everybody should be treated humanely. And I defy anybody to tell me how that was humane treatment. But I have been told by several people that you should support the military because they're going to put their lives on the line. But how can I support people who do this? This summer, I'll be going to an Evangelical Lutheran Church of America National Youth Gathering. I despise all religion because of the hatred that religious people show toward other religions and people who may be different than themselves. My parents stated that ever since I began listening to your program, I've become an atheist, which is not true. I do not think that a Lord ever came down to this earth or will ever return to it. And it's signed Chris in his last name. Wow, Chris. Be cool. Remember, this is just a radio program, and your parents are your parents. But on the other hand, hang in there. And then the last one. We got time for that? No, I guess not. Yeah, we do. This is from Susan in Columbia City, Oregon. She writes, Mike, listening to you tonight, referring to last night, when you said you did not know what to think about all of this, I promptly flashed onto something. Remember the movie Inherit the Wind? The quote is from Proverbs and goes, he that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. I have a feeling we as a country will be inheriting the wind from these murderers for centuries, and it will be a whirlwind that will scour this country down to its very soul. Like you, I can't blame them. All those innocents, Lady bless them. I'm just sick. Susan, and her last name in Columbia City, Oregon. Yeah, I hear you. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the snowman's nonsense today and what prompted it. Stick around. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Oh no, I said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner.
country of deep compassion. We care. One of the great things about America, one of the beauties of our country, is that when we see a young, innocent child blown up by an IED, we cry.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-858-5800 for The Forward. That's 800-858-5800.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
21 past the hour. Now, if you did your homework and took a look at this article by Richard Oppel, Jr., New York Times, with all the slaughter of Iraqi civilians that seems to be going on as a result of our troops losing it in Iraq, the Prime Minister there, al-Maliki, as the Times put it, lashed out at the American military yesterday, denouncing what Maliki characterized as habitual attacks by troops against Iraqi civilians. Note the word habitual. And then the Times says, as outrage over reports that American Marines killed 24 Iraqis in the town of Haditha last year continued to shake the new government, the country's senior leaders said they would demand that American officials turn over their investigative files on the killings and that the Iraqi government would conduct its own inquiry. Maliki went on to say that violence against civilian citizens of his country had become, quote, a daily phenomenon, unquote, by many troops in the American-led coalition who, quote, do not respect the Iraqi people, close quote. Maliki also said, quote, they crush them with their vehicles and kill them just on suspicion. This is completely unacceptable, close quote. And we've been talking about this all week, so I'm not going to try to, you know, shock you again. You know the story. The survivors in Haditha said the troops shot men, women, and children in the head and the chest at close range, little kids. Now, senior Iraqi officials, not just Maliki, are demanding an apology and an explanation about Haditha from the U.S. military. The Deputy Prime Minister, Salam al-Zubai, said, we in the minister's cabinet condemn this crime and demand the coalition forces show the reasons behind the massacre. He went on to say, as you know, this is not the only massacre. There are a lot. The coalition forces must change their behavior. Human blood should be sacred regardless of religion, party, and nationality. And then he demands, he said a committee of five ministers, including defense, interior, and finance, would investigate the killings with the expectation that American officials would turn over the files. He said, we do not have the security file because it's in the hands of coalition forces. We hope there will not be obstacles ahead. Now, the reason for me to quote all this to you, this is a very lengthy, in-depth, as reported by the Times, it's not just the prime minister, but the senior ministers in the Iraqi cabinet are demanding first an explanation and an apology, which U.S. military refuses to give in any of these instances. They never explain. They never apologize. This is what Maliki is demanding. And the reason I had so many quotes there is because it's not just him. The Iraqi government is getting tired of our people butchering, murdering, executing their civilians. But what do you think Tony Snow said today? He was caught in his own web of lies about what the Prime Minister of Iraq said, as quoted in the Times. Daily U.S. atrocities against innocent Iraqi civilians. Snow must think the White House press corps is just as stupid as Fox News viewers to buy Snow's particular line of bat squeeze about the Prime Minister being misquoted. We got time for the first one? Let's get the first one in. The question from the reporter, have you been able to get any kind of readout, Tony, on what Prime Minister Maliki said yesterday about the Americans?
I spoke just a couple of minutes ago with Ambassador Khalilzad, who today with General Casey went over and spoke with the Prime Minister. And according to the ambassador, the Prime Minister says he was misquoted.
What?!
The General Casey has said that he will inform him fully of the results of investigations when they have concluded. Apparently, the Prime Minister did try to sort of explain how such a characterization would be made in the press, but that is a little too complicated for me to try to read out.
Jesus God. The Prime Minister says he was misquoted. Who went to see him? Khalilzad, the oil dude that we now have as our ambassador there. General Casey, what did he do, walk in with locked and loaded and go in to the Prime Minister and say, hey, what's this crap we read in the New York Times?
What you meant to say was, you love America. Please come take our oil. Thank you for being here.
So what are we to believe now? Well, I know what I believe, but all of this lengthy quotes from the premier of Iraq, the guy Bush likes. Hey, you got to stop killing our people. Hey, you got to stop butchering our kids. Hey, you got to stop laying people down on their beds in their houses and putting bullets in the backs of their heads. Hey, you got to stop. And now he says he was misquoted. That's according to our ambassador Khalilzad. Well, Prime Minister told me he was misquoted. More of this when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
And I can understand people being abhorrent about war. War is terrible.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and you really need to buy Sam Cedar's new book, FUBAR, America's Right-Wing Nightmare, because Sam is my friend, and because his book answers important questions about the new America, such as, if I'm a defense contractor, should I rent my own congressman or buy him outright? As a gay Republican, exactly how much should I hate myself, and what should I do with all this fantastic free time in George Bush's America now that I'm poor and jobless? So buy the new book, FUBAR, America's Right-Wing Nightmare, by Sam Cedar and Stephen Sherrill, on sale at bookstores everywhere and at airamerica.com.
The most terrifying film you will ever see. It will shock you, disturb you, keep you awake at night. And the most frightening thing about it is, it's all true.
Temperature increases are taking place all over the world,
and that's causing stronger storms.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone declares, an inconvenient truth grabs you like a thriller, with an ending that will haunt your dreams. The Washington Post raves, you will be captivated, then riveted, then scared out of your wits. Ben Lyons of E! Claims, it is one of the most thought-provoking and powerful films I've seen in years. And Larry King says plainly, it's one of the most important films ever.
Our ability to live is what is at stake.
From Paramount Classics and Participant Productions, the most frightening film of the summer is the most important fight of our generation.
We have to solve this global crisis.
An Inconvenient Truth. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing in select theaters.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon Complete Insect Killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. So back to the press briefing today. Prime Minister of Iraq is a little bit pissed off that U.S. troops keep killing his citizens, and especially the babies. You know, that's the hard part. You want to kill our adult men and women? Okay, yeah, we'll cut you a little slack there. The teenagers, that's a little hard. But the toddlers and the babies, we got to draw the line there, U.S. of A. Sorry, don't want to piss you off. Really don't. But, you know, putting bullets into our babies, that's and killing our pregnant women. And, you know, cut us a little slack, all right? And, of course, Tony Snow says, no, none of this ever happened. None of this happened. So, more reporters now begin to express their incredulity that the Iraqi prime minister could be so misinterpreted. Oh, he really didn't say it. So this reporter says, Tony, you say Maliki was misquoted. He said attacks against innocent civilians were, quote, a daily phenomenon, end quote. Do you have a sense, Tony, of what he said or meant to say, since he didn't say that? How does the president react to the fact that someone he had heaped praise on has fired a pretty serious shot across the bow at U.S. forces who are securing Iraq?
Well, I just told you, David, that he said he didn't.
And that's it? I mean, he was just misquoted?
Yeah.
Well, so what did he mean? I mean, I want to...
Well, again, you feel free to push. I've tried to relay to you what was related to me by...
He just didn't mean it?
No, not that he didn't mean it, that he didn't say it. He said he was misquoted. When somebody says they're misquoted, that means that they're...
What's the concern that U.S. officials over there are trying to deal with them?
They're not. They're regular meetings. I think I am sure that the prime minister is every bit as troubled by the allegations as the president of the United States is. And he got the full assurances from General Casey that he will be given all the evidence and all the materials available, so he will know what's going on.
This is obscene. Tony Snow is obscene. This Iraqi prime minister has only been on the job for 2 weeks. And clearly, he's been told to shut up or get ready for the boxcar sauna at Gitmo. When the reporter says, what do you mean that he was misquoted? And Snow says, what I've told you, David, he didn't say it. Jesus. It's not enough that these evil bastards in the Bush crime family lie. That's not enough. But they have to insist that what people around the world have read and heard, words that came out of Maliki's mouth, never happened. Isn't that what the Ministry of Truth is all about? It never happened. Oceania is at war with East Asia. It has always been at war with East Asia. It has never been at war with Eurasia. So what happens when an immovable object meets an opposing force? In other words, when Snowjob answers a question from Helen Thomas. Helen says, regarding Mr. Maliki, what was misinterpreted, Tony? Surely you've been a reporter a long time. You just simply ask, where does Maliki say he was misinterpreted? I haven't seen that.
Well, unfortunately, Helen, I have just tried to... what I'm trying is to relate to you through Ambassador Khalilzad, through me, what was told him through an interpreter by the Prime Minister.
Jesus.
And it becomes a little convoluted, and so I don't want to make a real clear characterization, because it's a little hazy to me, too. All right? What I do know is that he was misquoted, he's looking into it, but that what he said and when he said it and in reaction to what is a little gauzy.
The misinterpretation.
The crux is that he says he didn't say it and that there was somebody had shouted out a question about an unrelated incident, and I'm not sure I can quite follow it either.
Fall back on the Fox News canon, right? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I can't. This is hazy. This is gauzy. Gauzy? Gauzy? This is astonishing. I'll tell you what's gauzy. You know, a love scene in a movie from the 50s with a love scene between Cary Grant and, Deborah Carr. An Affair to Remember. Or whatever. That's gauzy.
This is murder, you dumb bastard! This is American troops executing children! What do you mean? It's gauzy. It's a little hazy. You can't follow it. God.
Not giving the snowman a pass, reporter Jim continues the questions about the Iraqi prime minister. Jim says, the phrase from the prime minister that I saw was, attacks were a daily phenomenon. That's pretty specific. That's very specific stuff he's talking about, Tony. So to say, well, we know he didn't say that when the quotes are what they are. It's not a generalization. It's very specific stuff that he's quoted as saying. So if you then turn around and say, well, we know he didn't say that. We don't know what he said, but well, we know he didn't say that.
But I don't know exactly what he said. All I'm doing is giving you the characterization I repeated through the ambassador. I'm trying my best to be your advocate on this one.
Uh-huh.
But I did not have a direct conversation with the ambassador, with the prime minister. But it's interesting to note that you have violence against civilians have become a, quote, daily phenomenon by many troops in the American-led coalition, quote, who did not respect the Iraqi people. This is gauzy in and of itself.
What?
It doesn't refer to American troops. It talks about troops in an American-led coalition.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, my God. Everything is gauzy. And what is it, Tony? The chemo? Are you still suffering from the chemo from your cancer treatments? If that's the case, we'll understand. We'll understand. You know, cancer is a rough road to hoe, Tony. Is that what's going on? Is that why you're using words like gauzy and hazy? Is that why you're lying through your ass? Is that why you're standing there saying to the crack White House press corps that the prime minister of Iraq, our boy, didn't say what he said? Are you in pain? What is it, Tony?
Yeah, the part of that quote that just got to me that was so outrageous is it doesn't refer to American troops. It talks about troops in an American-led coalition. Like, oh, maybe it's Iraqi troops that are opening fire on their own people? That's their rationale?
It's insane. So what was the murderous Donald Rumsfeld's reaction to the Haditha massacres and the other recently discovered butchery of innocent civilians by our people? Reporter asked Tony Snow, on a somewhat related issue, as Secretary Rumsfeld correctly said, our troops can get morals and ethics training. And now, after these possible massacres, General Casey has ordered additional training for all hands. Isn't that a little late, Tony? Doesn't it smack of spin control as all of this is going on?
No, because as Secretary Rumsfeld and others have pointed out, people have, from the beginning of this war, been getting training in a number of these things. And so this is not something completely new, but obviously there is concern. And they want to make sure that everybody in a hard war where young men are spending a lot of time in the field of battle, make sure that they know what the proper rules and procedures are so they do their jobs properly.
Well, that's easy. Dead Muslims equal mission accomplished. What's your problem, right, Tony? Our troops have been getting training in a number of things. Yeah, torturing. executing children? Oh, yeah, yeah. Are we to believe that this comes as a result of stress? If it does come as a result of stress, could it be because this murderous son of a bitch, Don Rumsfeld, keeps ordering people for two and three and more tours into this hellhole that George W. Bush and his murderous clan have created in Iraq? Is that what you mean? And he says, Tony said, oh, this is not something completely new. Nothing new here. We've been torturing and killing Muslims since Bush called it a crusade and started bombing Afghanistan in 2001. Nothing new here. What's the matter with you crack White House press corps dudes? Jesus. You know, I just came through cancer. Why are you guys harassing me? You know, I still take meds. Look how skinny I am. Why are you harassing me with these goddamn questions of yours about a bunch of little Arabs getting butchered? It's amazing. We're listening to the White House spokesman tell America that the Iraqi prime minister didn't say what the Iraqi prime minister said about the ongoing massacres in Iraq. 2 + 2 = 5. I don't care what Maliki said to the New York Times. Tony Snow says, General Casey said he didn't say it. And so that's it. That's all the reality you need. 2 + 2 = 5. It always has been. It always will be.
Try and convince the folks that beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing. Propaganda.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen up, people. The Ghanaian Vermont American Bits and Blades proudly supports the Unmet Needs Program to help military families. Now lend your support. Hey, you can be flying on American Airlines to my celebrity golf weekend in Washington, D.C. and be part of a special tape and a mail call. So get moving. Look for my display and enter. By Vermont American, every purchase helps military families. Do it today or drop and give me 20. Semper Fi, carry on.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon Complete Insect Killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
And when Americans learn to speak a language, learn to speak Arabic, those in the Arabic regional say, gosh, America's interested in us. They care enough to learn how we speak.
Jesus Christ. And when they do speak, then we say, well, they didn't say it. Margaret just sent an email to me. Mike, please note that the Prime Minister of Iraq was shown on ABC tonight at 6:30, protesting the behavior of American troops and attacking Iraqi civilians. Tony Snow apparently has not seen the videotape. I wish it were that simple. These people are degenerate, evil bastards. They have to be removed from office. They must be removed from office, all of them. Last one on this issue from Tony Snow. A reporter asked the logical question here. If the Prime Minister was misquoted, as Yellow Snow claims, then what was he actually trying to say, the Prime Minister? So the reporter begins. The Prime Minister tells him that he was misquoted. So the next logical question for anyone to ask would be, well, Mr. Prime Minister, what did you say? Or, what did you mean to say? So what was the answer to that question, Tony?
You can ask. I've told you everything I know. So you can try to tease out more, but there ain't any more to tease out.
I want to be able to come in here and say, okay, he said he was misquoted, one, and two, here's what he said he meant.
Well, thank you for sharing what you would do if you're in my position. Let me just duly know what I know. And you know what, a lot of times, again, there was an attempt, I must say, he tried to do it. And it was a complicated answer that I'm not sure he followed.
Oh, Jesus Christ! So it's the Khalilzad's fault because he can't even understand what the Prime Minister was saying. You know, I guess we shouldn't have fired all those translators. You know, the ones that were homosexual, since the Iraqi ambassador can't understand what the Iraqi prime minister's saying. Oh, gosh, where's the gay translator who speaks Arabic when we need one? Darn. Hey, Tony Snow. You are worse than your predecessor. You evil little fart. Maybe it is the chemo. I don't know. Maybe we should cut Tony Snow some slack. Now, just for kicks, here's one last clip that really shows you how up-to-date Yellow Snow is on current events at the Bush White House, like immigration policy. Reporter April asked the question, Tony, on immigration, you have an author of an upcoming book called The Big Ripoff, saying that the president's temporary worker program is basically corporate welfare. It drives down wages, as well as it does not give the immigrants negotiating power. Your comments to that. And also, Tony, comments on your critics who have commented on the fact that you said, what does race have to do with immigration?
You're asking me, April, about things that I have not seen, both the comments about my comments and the book. So, why don't you... All right, well, come and share them with me and I'll respond.
Why can't you respond now?
Because I can't respond to things I haven't seen. I mean, it's just...
B.P. Carney is coming out with a book.
I understand that. You let me look at the book. Let me look at the allegations.
My network has already published and put out for our listeners to hear his comments about...
I understand. You're asking me to respond. April, I can't help you. I haven't seen it.
You haven't been able to help me since you've been here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go, April. I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know how to respond to what Tony Snow had to say today. I don't know how to respond to what these evil bastards are trying to do. Except to say, been here, done that. When we read Orwell's book, 1984. It's almost beyond belief. But I'm sick of hearing myself say it's almost beyond belief. All right, let's squeeze a call in here. Bob is calling from West Virginia. Bob, welcome to the program. Hey, Bob.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going fine, sir.
I called earlier. Hey, I've got a little hypothesis here. Okay?
All right, let's hear it.
Now, okay, we got 20% of our forces are mercenaries, right? Approximately, I may be a little off.
Okay, I'll accept that.
All right. Now, could it be that these guys, you know, they're specially trained, a lot of them ex-SEALs, ex-Rangers, et cetera, are doing a little dirty work, provoking a little tension between the Sunnis and the Shiites, because remember, this is a long war, and we do have permanent bases over there.
Okay,
you know,
I know where you're going with it. This is the reason they sent Negroponte over there as a temporary ambassador to Iraq about a year ago before he was put in charge of national intelligence. You have to remember something. Negroponte was the guy who, for Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, organized the death squads in Central America. Negroponte is straight out of the furthest reaches of hell. So when he was over there as temporary ambassador, yeah, he did exactly what you're talking about. He organized not only Shia and Sunni to murder each other, but he also took some of the crack mercenary teams and taught them how to carry off executions and not leave any trails. That's what Blackwater and the rest of these horrendous, hideous private military operations are all about. They're about killing and slipping into the night. Hey, I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot for checking in, Bob. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The UN says relief workers are in urgent need of $100 million to help some 650,000 Indonesians survive the aftermath of Saturday's earthquake. Some remote quake areas still have not seen help, and delivery of food, medicine, and tents, they say, is sporadic at best. Most survivors living in makeshift shelters with no toilets or running water. In the last week, more than 6,200 people have been found dead, 30,000 people injured. In an Islamic prayer service outside a damaged mosque, worshippers were told today not to cry or stay in mourning. A preacher says survivors should thank God they're alive. Iran's president talking tough again about nuclear issues. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said any efforts to deny his country nuclear technology will not bear any fruit. A White House spokesman, though, says that the Iranian president did not specifically mention the offer from the permanent UN Security Council members in Germany, which was agreed on yesterday. That could be a good thing, according to Robert Einhorn of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's probably unlikely that Iran will accept this, but I think it would be a good sign if Iran avoids a categorical rejection of the proposal in the next several days.
Einhorn says the hope is Iran will think it over for a while. The White House says Iran will hear about the details of the package this weekend. The five permanent members of the Security Council and Germany came up with this package of incentives to trade Iran in exchange for them stopping uranium enrichment and returning to negotiations. The Iranian president, quoted by a state news agency, is saying the West is not really worried about nuclear weapons, but he says about the access to systems that open the way to advanced technology for what he called all independent countries. A judge today tossed out claims by a Walmart pharmacist that he was fired for refusing to fill prescriptions for birth control. The man had sued the retail giant, arguing his religious freedom had been violated. But a federal judge in Madison, Wisconsin, says Walmart accommodated the man's Catholic beliefs by having other pharmacists handle the prescriptions. The judge also ruled that he went too far by leaving customers who called about birth control on indefinite hold on the phone and refused to serve those who went into the store in person. According to the judge's ruling, police had to drag the man out of the store. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back to hell. Just kidding. 7 past the hour. No, I'm not kidding. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. Still. Let's go back to some phone calls here. Michael is calling from the Bronx in New York. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, guys?
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little pissed off right now because I'm sure you heard the statements made by both Berto Gonzalez and Bush in pledging to bring to justice any and all U.S. troops that have been found to have tortured and committed violent acts against Iraqis and other U.S. people. That is an absolute joke. This has nothing to do with them bringing them to justice, but rather making U.S. troops a sacrificial lambs and scapegoats, because these are the bastards that ordered the torture to begin with, and they went through months saying, we don't torture, we don't torture, we don't torture, like hell they don't. And I know something, I had a funny feeling something like this was going to happen for two reasons. One, which is the past movies that came out. Remember, in the post-Vietnam War era, there was Platoon. And then in the post-Gulf War era, there was A Few Good Men. Both movies focusing on the struggles the troops are going through. It's like, damn if they do and damn if they don't. They have to decide, should they follow orders or should they follow their own conscience, even those orders are committing a crime. And another reason why this sounds so familiar is because we here in New York City have just been going through that crap with the previous mayor, Rudy Giuliani, and how he has corrupted the NYPD. And there was a lot of cover-ups there also. I mean, even though the current administration has declared zero tolerance of racial profiling and police abuse, and there's been somewhat reform, there's still some police officers that still think it is Giuliani time, and that's why there's that documentary that's out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I hear you, Michael.
So it's like, what the hell are they trying to kid, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know. I understand. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for checking in. They once again, the Bush crime family, they don't have to answer anybody. They can do whatever the hell they want to do until they are finally removed from office. Let me see. Arnold is calling from North Canton, Ohio. Arnold, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. I was just listening to Air America all day today, and I'm tapping into the lunatic fringe from the left. I've heard you ranting now for about an hour about many things you know nothing about. You know nothing about the conversations between the ambassador and the folks in Iraq. Where do you get your information about American troops butchering and killing children? What's your fact source on that?
Other communists. We sit around and make this stuff up to screw up the minds of people like you. We hate America, Arnold.
Well, okay. I've been listening to you folks all day today. No wonder you, Rush Limbaugh, who you try to follow in pattern and style.
Oh, no. He's a real American. I hate this country. I hate you. I'm a communist. We get our information.
I'm saying you're a communist. I'm saying...
No, I didn't say you did. I said I'm saying I'm a communist. I want to see this country turn red, completely red. I don't mean the red like you are. I mean red like real reds.
Get on and join Uncle Fidel down there in Cuba.
Oh, he's not a communist. He's a socialist.
Yes. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Communism is a form of government. You know.
Well, listen, Arnold. I don't want to get heavy duty with you because you're way smarter than I am. I just want to tell you, where do I get my information about Americans killing babies? I understand that's all made up. It's just something that we talk about in order to destroy America even further.
No, I want to know what your factual source is for.
We
America.
Don't have any. There's no facts.
Soldiers killing babies and children.
Arnold, you're not hearing. You're not hearing me. Now don't be a
clear. You're avoiding
Arnold, don't be a dumbass. I just said to you, we have no facts. We have no sources. We make this stuff up. I have a friend at the New York Times who writes cover stories. It's all fake. I have friends. Arnold, listen up now. You called me. I didn't call you. And I put up with your insults. So I'm just trying to tell you the truth. So you can go around to other people in North Canton, Ohio, and tell them the truth. Arnold, listen. I am a sick son of a bitch. I'm a communist. I molest children. I peep in windows. And you know what else, Arnold? I'm queer.
No, I just want to know what you...
No, Arnold, I'm queer, and I may come to North Canton, Ohio, and kiss you right on your nice little lips.
I just want to know what you're...
Do you want to kiss me, Arnold?
For this information.
Arnold, I just told you. What's wrong with you? Get the potatoes. Get the potatoes out of your ears. Arnold! Hello? Arnold, get the potato dirt out of your ear. I said I don't have any sources.
Well, you know, you sound like Goebbels on the Jews.
No. I'm only interested in you tonight, Arnold. I want to kiss you. I want to make out with you. Have you ever done it with a man?
Done what?
Sex. Arnold, don't leave me! I want to have sex with you, Arnold!
Yeah.
I want to suck your earlobes! I want to run my hand in your Bermudas! Come on, Arnold! Put out, baby!
What's your faction?
Arnold, put out for me! Come on, you're my fantasy! I want to put an Iraqi flag over your head and do you all night long! Arnold, baby, talk to me!
I'm talking to you.
Ah, you're making me hot, Arnold! You're making me so hot, Arnold. Oh, Jesus, God. I got to go, Arnold. Thanks, but I can't stand it. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. Hold on a minute. Okay, I'm back, Arnold. Oh, Arnold's gone. Oh, God, that was good for me. How about you, Arnold? Go down and hang out with Uncle Fidel. He's an old man. I like the young stuff, Arnold, like you. All of us communist America haters do, you know. Arnold, sweetheart. Jesus, who let him out of his cage? What a termite. I'm coming for you, Arnold. I'm going to tie you down and tickle you to death. You little sweetie. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'm thinking I'm getting away.
If you don't love God,
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
"Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
So let's say you go shopping and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, "Hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too." What do you think? That would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Where did those people come from? Unbelievable. The phone number here is 866-303-2270, by the way. All right, back to your calls. What I'm going to do here after the next break, a couple of these paragraphs of what Kennedy or Robert Kennedy wrote about the 2004 election being stolen, and then you're on your own, huh? Kathy is calling from Chicago. Kathy, welcome to the program. Hey, Kathy. Is Kathy there? All right, let's put Kathy on hold and go to, well, Kathy's gone. Let's go to Carl, Southside Carl in Chicago. Carl, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. Where you been?
Oh, I can't keep these late hours anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true. You are getting old. That's right. I understand. All right, what's up, Carl?
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry for Arnold.
Yeah, well, don't. Arnold is happy as a pig in snot. He's right where he wants to be over there in North Baltimore or Ohio or wherever the hell he was calling from. He's very happy to be where he is. We shouldn't pity him.
Some of what I want to talk to you about. Arnold.
He just needs a little good man sex to really make his week. You know what I'm saying?
It gets to what Arnold is representing a lot of Americans, though, Mike.
I know. That's the part.
Yeah, I know. It's a severe case of denial. You know, he asked me, well, what are your facts and whatnot? I know that, well, he's probably haven't heard that, well, soldiers been told their family that this didn't happen.
Well,
he
no,
probably
he
hasn't seen the pictures of the
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but Carl, there's a mindset. Arnold has never seen a head-on collision between two cars and two families get wiped out. He's never seen that. So in Arnold's world, such a thing has never happened.
It's denial, but this is the thing.
It's insane.
I've been watching people on television all this week, especially on Fox, and they've got people on, you know, on their different shows and stuff, somewhat implying the same thing to Arnold. Well, there hasn't been a full investigation. Well, why don't we wait? You know, this a word for these people is called bigots, you know, where someone is so small and narrow-minded that they're incapable of intelligent thinking. You know, it doesn't take a genius to realize that, well, war is it basically involves them around because it's about death and destruction, not to just soldiers, but also innocent people, men, women, and children. They die in war. Sometimes the soldiers kill them by mistake or out of fear or out of revenge or sometimes just pure hatred. But that happens in every war. And the biggest culprit is George Bush because he pumped all of them up for this. Hey, they out to kill us, you know, this and that. And then making things even worse is, like I said, we as a country here, we believe that, well, we're so much better than everyone else. That's not us. But, you know, we're all humans, and we're all capable of doing this. And this, what's happening right now, really probably has happened in a lot of other incidents. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff that's been happening. No one's really been held accountable. I remember the first one when the soldier killed the prisoners. They had the videotape of them shooting the guy. And I never heard anything happen. I never heard anything happen about the 100, I think it was more than 100 prisoners in our custody in Afghanistan that we acknowledged that that's what homicide.
Let me jump in because Carl, you see, my take on it is this. I understand, even though I've never been in combat, I understand that war and what goes with war is the result of a complete breakdown of all of our of human beings' higher powers to use logic and reason and compassion and understanding. All of that goes right down the toilet when we do war. That's one of the reasons I think that so many combat veterans, especially ones in command positions, always say, no, we don't want to go to war. That's, you know, we just resort. We don't want to do it. And I think that what makes this so atrocious given the fact that when we do go to war, stuff happens and people go berserk. They have to be berserk in order to pick up a weapon and open fire at other people anyway, even if the other person is coming at them with a bayonet and his own AK-47 blazing. You have to go temporarily insane. What makes this situation so horrible is that nobody attacked us. This is a war of choice for this son of a bitch in the White House and that sick puppet master who runs him. That's why this is so bad, so unbelievably bad.
I know. That's why he needs to be on trial because, you know, talking about these, you know, the people below, the soldier, you know, you're the head dog. You're the one who chose to do this. And that's the immoral. You know better than
that's
anyone
right.
else who started a war. You're just as immoral as the worst of them. And as Americans, I don't think we really understand that. But, you know, that's the case. Oh, before I let you go. Tony isn't ready for prime time.
No, he isn't.
Okay.
He is not. He looks like somebody who's in the not ready for prime time players. What a fool this man is.
Well, maybe Arnold will get a clue before the night is over.
No. Arnold is happy as a pig in snot, Carl. He's right where he wants to be. Hey, thanks
okay,
for checking
Mike.
In. Don't be such a stranger.
All right.
Talk to you again.
Okay.
No, don't worry about Arnold. Arnold is happy. Arnold is wallowing in a bath. He's naked, wallowing in a bathtub full of liver bile or something. He's just very happy, you know. And he put that liberal in his place tonight. That liberal smart-ass bastard on the radio there, that Mike Malloy, put him in his place. Absolutely. Kathy, let's try Kathy again in Illinois. Kathy, we got you this time.
Hello.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm fine. I was listening to Al today, and he was discussing Republicans and Christians and whatever, and I can't remember his exact conversation, but it brought to mind my point of view. Why should anyone but white Christians be in the Republican Party?
Mm-hmm.
They only talk about Christianity. They never talk about Catholics. I'm Catholic. They never talk about the Jews, the Islams, the Buddhists, nothing. Nobody else has that right of religion except Christians.
And they're not really Christians, at least not in my studied opinion. I don't mean to come across as a religious expert, but these people are not Christians. These people would beat Christ into a bloody heap given the choice
Absolutely.
Or given the chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, we need to get this out to the people, and I don't know how.
Hey, hold on. Kathy, hold on. I've got to take a break, and
okay.
I've only had you on for a minute, so stay right where you are. We'll pick you up on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow, host of The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio, and I want to encourage you to help take back America's future on June 12th. Join me from June 12th to June 14th when the Campaign for America's Future, in partnership with Air America Radio, hosts the 2006 Take Back America Conference in Washington, D.C. The conference brings together thousands of progressive activists, thinkers, and leaders like Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Robert Redford, Harry Reid, Russ Feingold, and many others to discuss the ideas, hone the message, train the organizers, and help build the infrastructure we need to ensure that the voice of the progressive majority is heard. I'll be there. Register online today for the Take Back America Conference, June 12th through 14th in Washington, D.C. Log on to airamericaradio.com or visit www.ourfuture.org to sign up for this important conference. Please join me and register today so we can make a difference and help take back America's future.
Listen up, people. The Ghanaian Vermont American Bits and Blades probably supports the Unmet Needs Program to help military families. Now lend your support. Hey, you can be flying on American Airlines to my celebrity golf weekend in Washington, D.C. and be part of a special taping of mail call. So get moving. Look for my display and enter. By Vermont American, every purchase helps military families. Do it today or drop it. Give me 20. Semper Fi. Carry on.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Decisions on some things that I think are true.
One, I believe there's an Almighty.
And two, I believe there's a Tooth Fairy. Back to Kathy in Illinois. Kathy, thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I don't know how we're going to get this information out to other people, all the other Americans, that they're too stupid to realize that the only thing that they want them for is a vote. They're not voting anything. The Republicans aren't voting anything good that helps the middle-class person.
Republicans are eaten alive. They are walking dead. They are eaten up with fear.
And
they're eaten with bigotry, with aggression, and I think most Republicans who practice this perverted form of the Christian faith also understand that I think this is part of it. I've been thinking about this. I think they understand that their particular God is either a real evil son of a bitch, or B, has turned completely away from them. And these people who attend these mega churches, these people who sanctify war and bigotry and prejudice, who say that Jesus wants rich people to have tax breaks, the ones who say that God shows favor on people who pray for things and wealth, these are people who understand that their perverted God has decided to turn his eyes away from them, and they're terrified because the only reason they believe to begin with is because of their utter and absolute mountainous fear of their own death. So they have nothing left, nothing. And the result of that, they call this program, for example, and say, well, how do you know they're killing babies? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And, oh, by the way, Arnold is in the mission with his wife, so he's happy now.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for checking in.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. Appreciate what you had to say. I do believe it. I think the Pat Robertsons and the Jerry Falwells and the James Dobsons and these people of these mega churches, this Rick Warren of the who wrote this phony ass book about the authenticated life, or the one that the woman who had the mass killer down here, and they did drugs together, and they, what was
the purpose driven life,
right? Or the amphetamine-driven life, whatever. But these people understand something. The guy who wrote, what was that little booklet that came out, Kathy, a couple of years ago, about it's okay to be a greedy son of a bitch because there's some passage in the Bible.
The prayer of Jabez.
Who in the hell is Jabez? Who is that? Some old desert Bedouin wandering around 5,000 years ago who says, I'm on two sheep. You know, what? And God said, all right, here. You know, what is this? These people who have corrupted Christianity. Not that it had any validity to begin with, but I mean who have taken the Christianity that remotely resembled somewhere in the forgotten texts, in the Gnostic Gospels, in nothing that the church, whether it's Catholic or Protestant, has put out for the past 2,000 years. That's all lies and nonsense. But I mean the real teachings of the man, Jesus, that they have so corrupted and destroyed and defecated on with their mega churches and their hatred and their bigotry and their exclusion. It's awful. And I think these people understand clearly that their God has finally turned away from them. He's looking somewhere else. Maybe he's looking down on what's going on in Iraq. Maybe he's looking at butchered toddlers and 8-month-old babies. Or maybe he, you realize I'm just fantasizing here. Maybe he is off in some other dimension. You know, maybe he's stepped through and said, to hell with this one. These people are so screwed up. These people are so sick. I'm out of here. or not. Oh, my God, I have a star calling this program, a famous man, an author with a new book out. Ah, it's Sam Cedar. Sam is calling from, I guess, New York or Hollywood or Cannes. Or where are you tonight? You guys who are...
Mike, as you know, as a fellow liberal, I heard your call to Arnold.
Yeah,
and as you know, I'm flying on my corporate jet. Burning fuel right now.
That's right. That's right.
I'm actually circling over the eastern seaboard of the country.
Yeah.
On my way to an environmental rally. But I want to say I heard your conversation with Arnold, and I heard you out yourself. I just wanted to say I still have a residency in Massachusetts, and I wanted to ask you to marry me.
Oh, Sam!
Yeah.
Sam, that's so sweet.
I to be your best man.
Well, what about Janine?
Well, she could be, she could be our best man, too.
Well, that'll work.
That was fantastic. I just had to call you. That guy was a very interesting fellow.
Oh, my God. Even when you agree with them, they can't accept it.
No.
You know, I admit I'm a communist, queer, who likes to eat living children or whatever fantasy he had in his mind. And I say, okay, yes, you're right. But even that wasn't good enough. He couldn't accept it. Oh, God.
No, you know, because he's not even fighting with you. He's fighting with himself.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Mike, I just wanted to say hi.
Well, how are book sales going?
The book sales are actually going well. To be honest with you, I'm shocked.
Well, don't be. The name of Sam's book, for those of you who might not listen to Majority Report like you're supposed to, is FUBAR. You all know what FUBAR means. I'd like to say it, but I can't, or I would lose my job. Sam has a new book out. You've got to read it. You've got to. Where do they get? Just go to the usual underworld sources to buy this, right?
Exactly.
And it comes at. It does come with an ounce of illegal cocaine, too, doesn't it?
That's right, of course.
Because, you know,
it's every book with MDMA.
It's a book written by a liberal, so you probably have pictures in there of the inverted Christ, right?
Of course. Are you kidding?
Being eaten by snakes.
It's basically a satanic manual.
Oh, good. Good.
And we put a spell on it, and every time someone buys a copy,
yeah,
a conservative soils himself.
Oh, my goodness,
I
love it!
Yes, we had it. It was. I don't know if you heard the other night, but the stock of the people who make Depends undergarments,
yeah,
has gone up significantly.
Oh, that's Sam. Then it's
because you know we do voodoo.
Yes,
we do the voodoo.
Yes, I know. It's working.
The
liberal plot to destroy the world has almost been fulfilled.
Absolutely. I mean, most of these books are laden with radioactive material.
Oh, well, I know, what's his name, the guy that's on Noon to Three, Al Franken. I know his books are radioactive. I think the ink that goes in there is made from depleted uranium.
That's correct, of course. Well, it's all part of the plot. Maybe we've said too much.
I think we probably have. Sam, good to hear from you, and I do hope the book goes well. Go buy Sam Cedar's book, FUBAR. You got to read this. Oh, by the
way. You're doing great, Mike.
When do I get my free copy?
It's coming. I'm still writing the signing. Page.
Okay, well, just make sure it's not one of those that has anthrax sprinkled in each, you know, in the spine of the book. Okay,
no,
those are for the right wingers.
Exactly.
All right, Sam, take
Thanks,
care.
Mike.
All right, take care. All right. When you get called by a New York radio personality like Sam Cedar, you are home free.
Yeah, because we're not New York radio personalities.
No, we're not. Thanks, Air America. Thanks for selling my ass off. I really appreciate it.
You're playing the evil mic again, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Rick is calling from Worcester, Massachusetts. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. God bless liberals like Mike and Sam. That's all I can say. I'll tell you, baby.
I'll take that. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I am the anti-Arnold. I just couldn't believe that one either. You know, I want to ask you a really serious question, though, buddy. And I really do love your show a lot. Why is it that when I call the bizarrely freaked out minority of people in Boston that are so supportive of Bush, and most people, of course, are not in Boston, but anytime I try to talk rationally, and actually, like I, as I am now, trying to get an education from you about the Carlyle Group, and people react to that like you can't say that, and you know, is it? Am I being overly simplistic in thinking that they are basically the final puppeteers to Halliburton and Bechtel and all the rest of the horror show?
You're probably not. I think guys like you and me who are concerned about what we know, but really don't know maybe more than 1 or 2% of what's going on.
Right.
I think it is proper for us to assume that the Carlyle Group may be the mothership. Hey, hold on a second. Hold
sure.
on. Let's just stay right there, Rick. I got a break. We'll take this break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more to Rick. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken, Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon Complete Insect Killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
Oh, I love it when you talk that way, George. Jesus.
Ten before the hour, back to Rick, who's called in from Worcester.
Hi, Mike.
I guess what you're looking for me to do what? To say that...
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, speaking of Sam and Janine is the only journalist I have ever heard really try to go to and talk about the Carlyle Group. I actually heard her once say that they already have Tony Blair wrapped up. And, of course, everybody knows they got majors and everything. And what I'm trying to say, buddy, is I look at what goes on in stock amazement as you do, and I just figure I've seen there was a – I Googled it once, and there's like a 48-minute Dutch presentation of basically what the Carlyle Group and who they are and the chess games that they play with international horror shows just to keep the – you know, just to keep – the supply and demand that all the Halliburton's going, basically, is what it looks like to me. And I'm really trying to find somebody to tell me I'm wrong, to tell you the truth.
Well, I don't think you are wrong.
Yeah.
I really do think that there is. And let me answer this on the air, Rick. Thanks for checking in. I want to
Sure.
Free up the line. Thanks, Rick. Regarding what you said, though, I do believe. In evil. Now, a lot of people say, "Well, you can't do that unless you also believe in some sort of religious protection from evil." And to that, I say, "Oh, nonsense! I believe that evil is completely a human construct, and I believe that the evil comes from a part of our psychological makeup or our psyche that we haven't evolved from yet. I think eventually we will, if we don't kill ourselves first. So I think the battle that religionists or superstitious people or myth makers through history, that evil that has been put out there pretty clearly for us to see, and the myth makers who have said there is only one countervailing force to evil, and that is goodness, and that goodness comes from outside of people. You can try to internalize it, and good luck if you can do that. But there's this cosmic battle played out on the stage of the infinite universe between good and evil. And to that I say hog snot. I'm sorry. I just, you know, not the least bit interested in that sort of massive mythology. Not even ever. Evil does exist, but I think it is a human construct. I think it is put together deliberately. I think it has a goal. I think Hitler's goal when he decided to use evil was to eliminate a huge segment of the population that had somehow pissed him off. I think Stalin's, you know, you can just go on and on. I'm not going to bore you with that. But I think George Bush is an evil man. I think the Carlyle Group are comprised of truly evil people because they have placed profit and money and the acquisition of things and companies and the manipulation of currencies and so on and so forth as their priority, as their that has become their the life force from which they think they are drawing energy, which in fact it's to which they give their energy, and they become, they're still alive, these people on Carlyle, but they are not really alive. They are just husks of people. They're soul dead. So I know that doesn't answer the question that you asked. I understand. I don't believe in the, you know, that we're all being manipulated by the Club of Rome or that the Council on Foreign Relations. These are organizations, the CFR, these are organizations that, not necessarily the CFR, but you know, these organizations everybody talks about, they put on their tinfoil hats and say, ooh, what about this organization? It's evil, but it doesn't really have it's not an organizing force on the human race. It would like to be. I'm sure the Carlyle Group would like to be able to tax every human being on Earth in one manner or another. You know, have a piece of the action of everything that any of us do every time we buy a can of peas someplace. I'm sure the Carlyle Group investors would love to get a percentage of that sale. In that respect, they're evil because their focus is nothing more than this materialistic kind of money, God, kind of thing. The Book of Jabez or the Prayer of Jabez. All of it, I think, ties together on that level, not consciously ties together. But this form of Christianity that's belched out of hell in the past few years, this prosperity Christianity, which is absolutely counter to the message in that part of the Christian Bible that survived all the beatings and flailings and excisions by the Council of Nicaea and the people who perverted what this man Jesus tried to say 2,000 years ago. Even after beating it to death, these crazy Christian bastards still operate in violation of their own holy text, what they consider to be holy text. It says in there repeatedly, Jesus didn't like rich people. He wanted them all to go to hell. Look who he hung out with. Jesus. He didn't hang out, excuse me. Jesus. The people he hung out with were the poor, the sick, the dead, the nearly dead. And then you have these profiteering so-called Christians. Damn you, really, you know, damn you. That would be like all of a sudden if Hindus said that the real message of Gandhi was to build huge castles and ride bejeweled elephants. You freaks are out of your minds. You really are out of your minds. But I understand your insanity because your God has turned away from you forever. You're going to have to face your own death on your own. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
America Radio News, I'm Glenn Shook. Army Sergeant Santos Cardona has been sentenced to 90 days of hard labor and handed a demotion in rank following his conviction surrounding the abuse of prisoners at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Now, Cardona was found guilty of using a dog to assault a prisoner at the infamous facility outside of Baghdad. A new audio tape attributed to al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, calls on Sunni Muslims to reject any reconciliation with so-called infidel Shiites. The tape posted on the Internet Thursday also goes on to criticize Iraq's type Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, as, quote, the leader of infidelity and atheism. He warns against listening to those advocating an end to sectarianism and calling for national unity. President Bush says he wants to see the Senate pass a constitutional amendment on marriage. That's what White House spokesman Tony Snow told a White House briefing on Friday.
He thinks people ought to have the freedom to lead their private lives. He also does not believe that that means that you have to redefine the institution of marriage. He believes the institution of marriage is between a man and a woman.
Now, next week, the Senate will take up a proposed constitutional amendment that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. It's seen as an attempt, though, to ban gay marriages, and Democrats accuse Republican leaders of pandering to their conservative base before November's midterm congressional elections. In the Midwest, the Marion County, Indiana prosecutor is responding to Thursday night's grisly multiple murders in Indianapolis that killed seven people, including three children. Carl Brizzi says he's sending a team of specially trained victims' advocates to speak to residents, as well as offer them assistance, resources, and support. Indianapolis police are asking for the public's help in finding the person responsible for this. 28-year-old Desmond Turner is now being sought as a suspect. A representative connected to the European Union believes Russia and China will not stand in the way of any sanctions the UN may impose on Iran due to Tehran's refusal to end its nuclear program. This diplomat cited a deal ironed out by the U.S., China, Russia, France, Britain, and Germany in saying that the six world powers should face Iran, quote, a catalog of sanctions if it continues its uranium enrichment. It appears more than half of Americans are scaling back on driving because of high gas prices. That's the findings of the latest Quinnipiac University survey. It says 56% of those asked are cutting back. Not surprising, the poll finds those with lower incomes are keeping their cars in park more often than compared to those who make more than $100,000 a year. Only 34% of those making six figures are now driving less. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Glenn Shook.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. Before I do send this Bobby Kennedy thing, I know about this stuff by the Wayne Madsen report that's been floating around about George and Laura and Condi. Okay, just for the hell of it, the story, it reads like something out of Variety, Daily Variety on the West Coast. Rocky shoals for Bush marriage? Informed sources inside the Beltway report that First Lady Laura Bush has established temporary residence in the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C. as a result of a tiff with President Bush over an extramarital relationship involving her husband. Mr. Bush's trysts is said to involve Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. It's not known how long Mrs. Bush plans to remain at the Mayflower. However, her security detail has been present at the hotel during hours when the First Lady would normally be residing in the White House. While she was National Security Advisor, Rice, who has never been married, referred to George W. Bush as my husband before she corrected herself and said, the president. Rice was speaking at a dinner when she made her husband remarks. The Wayne Madsen report is tracking the Laura Bush story. Don't you hope it's true? Don't you just hope it's true? Wouldn't that just take George Bush's psychotic, gay-hating Christian base and shake it like a terrier shaking a rat? Huh? I mean, an extramarital affair with somebody of a darker race. Oh my goodness. All right, just a little bit from the Rolling Stone thing by Bobby Kennedy Jr. And I believe Greg Palast, who did the extensive reporting and woke America up to what happened in 2000 in Florida. I believe Greg is going to be a guest on Bobby and Mike's show. Palast is going to be on this program, too, in a couple of weeks. But I'm talking about tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that Palast is going to be... let's see here. Yeah, June 3rd, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Greg Palast will be on with Robert Kennedy Jr. and Mike Papatonio, who happen to have probably one of the best radio programs in the history of radio, Ring of Fire. So check it out. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, wherever you are, just tune in to your Air America station and listen to Kennedy, Papatonio, and Greg Palast. And he's going to be on this program. Palast is going to be on this program, I don't know, in a couple of weeks. This is what Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote. It's a very lengthy article. I just want to share a couple of paragraphs with you. He starts out by saying, like many Americans, I spent the evening of the 2004 election watching the returns on television and wondering how the exit polls, which predicted an overwhelming victory for John Kerry, had gotten it so wrong. By midnight, the official tallies showed a decisive lead for George Bush. And the next day, lacking enough legal evidence to contest the results, Kerry conceded. Republicans derided anyone who expressed doubts about Bush's victory as nutcases in tinfoil hats, while the national media, with few exceptions, did little to question the validity of the election. The Washington Post immediately dismissed allegations of fraud as conspiracy theories. The New York Times declared, there is no evidence of vote theft or errors on a large scale. But despite the media blackout, indications continued to emerge that something deeply troubling had taken place in 2004. Nearly half of the 6 million American voters living abroad never received their ballots or received them too late to vote. after the Pentagon unaccountably shut down a state-of-the-art website used to file overseas registrations. A consulting firm called Spruill & Associates, which was hired by the Republican National Committee to register voters in six battleground states, was discovered shredding Democratic registrations. In New Mexico, which was decided by 5,988 votes, malfunctioning machines mysteriously failed to properly register a presidential vote on more than 20,000 ballots. Nationwide, according to the Federal Commission charged with implementing election reforms, as many as 1 million ballots were spoiled by faulty voting equipment, roughly one for every 100 cast. The reports were especially disturbing in Ohio, the critical battleground state that clinched Bush's victory in the Electoral College. Officials there purged tens of thousands of eligible voters from the polls, neglected to process registration cards generated by Democratic voter drives, shortchanged Democratic precincts when they allocated voting machines, and illegally derailed a recount that could have given Kerry the presidency. A precinct in an evangelical church in Miami County, Ohio, recorded an impossibly high turnout of 98%, while a polling place in inner-city Cleveland recorded an equally impossible turnout of only 7%. In Warren County, Ohio, GOP election officials even invented a non-existent terrorist threat to bar the media from monitoring the official vote count. But what is most anomalous about the irregularities in 2004 was their decidedly partisan bent. Almost without exception, they hurt John Kerry and benefited George Bush. After carefully examining the evidence, I've become convinced that the president's party mounted a massive, coordinated campaign to subvert the will of the people in 2004. Across the country, Republican election officials and party stalwarts employed a wide range of illegal and unethical tactics to fix the election. A review of the available data reveals that in Ohio alone, at least 357,000 voters, the overwhelming majority of them Democratic, were prevented from casting ballots or did not have their votes counted in 2004, more than enough to shift the results of an election decided by 118,000 votes. And what may be the single most astounding fact from the election, one in every four Ohio citizens who registered to vote in 2004 showed up at the polls only to discover that they were not listed on the rolls, thanks to Republican efforts to stem the unprecedented flood of Democrats eager to cast ballots. And that doesn't even take into account the troubling evidence of outright fraud, which indicates that upwards of 80,000 votes for Kerry were counted instead for Bush. That alone is a swing of more than 160,000 votes, enough to have put John Kerry in the White House. And it goes on and on and on. You need to read it. You can read it free. Just go to rollingstone.com. I read it today. If you print it off, it's 18 typewritten pages, single-spaced, 18 pages. It is an extensive, deeply researched and annotated report on how this miserable little bastard and his group of neo-Nazis stole the election in 2004. Now, we can back up and go to Greg Palast's tremendous Mount Everest of information about the stealing of the 2000 election. So it raises, when I read Kennedy's piece, and then remembering what Palast has been talking about for the past 5 years, it just raises the issue. If these sons of bitches are in power illegally, and if they are corrupting the rule of law to the degree that they are, and if they are urinating and defecating all over the United States Constitution, and if they are taking us into illegal wars, and if they are destroying the environment, and if they are doing all the things that they in fact are doing, why are we allowing them another day in power? Why? Now, I'm not asking you. I stand in front of the mirror in the bathroom upstairs in my house, and I ask myself that question every freaking morning when I'm shaving. Why are you allowing them to stay in office, Malloy? Why are you standing here shaving? Why are you going to work tonight? People who did not get elected to office have been running this country and destroying it for 6 years. Why are you standing there, Mike Malloy?
The history books will have to write you in. Or maybe you could pass a law so the rest of us can all see how the man with fewer votes wins. Yeah, you want it fair and square.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Frank and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour, and lest we forget, let me just back up here a little bit on the Bobby Kennedy Jr. thing regarding Ohio, okay? With deep admiration and deep respect for what Kennedy has written in Rolling Stone, let's keep in mind here that John Conyers, Congressman John Conyers, had exposed the fraud in Ohio, a year ago? Less than a year ago, but back in 2005. And his efforts were completely ignored. Totally ignored. TV news lies online wrote the following. As early as January 2005, John Conyers challenged Congress to fix what he saw to be a broken election system. Citing voting irregularities in many Ohio counties, he called for true bipartisan hearings to get to the bottom of what went wrong in Ohio and the nation on Election Day. That same month, Mr. Conyers asked the Democratic staff of the House Judiciary Committee to conduct an investigation into irregularities reported in the Ohio presidential election. The resulting status report, titled What Went Wrong in Ohio, included detailed findings about the election process and offered a legal analysis of the egregious violations and irregularities that disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of Ohio citizens. The report was a damning indictment of voting and tallying procedures in the very state that determined the outcome of the 2004 presidential election. The travesty in Ohio, largely ignored by the media, has faded from public view. Still, the work of John Conyers and his staff stands as a precedent in American history. Thanks to their diligence, there is now a document whose recommendations for reform can act as a guide for all future elections. What Went Wrong in Ohio, now in book form, has alerted millions of Americans to the abuses of electronic voting machines and the illegal acts of election officials. That was in TV News lies.org. And it was written in conjunction with the fact that that website named John Conyers their person of the year for 2005. So I'm so glad that somebody as with such a recognizable name and a high profile and a decent, honest man, Bobby Kennedy Jr., has come out with this enormous article in Rolling Stone. But I'm also extremely grateful that a congressman from Michigan, John Conyers, put his staff to work. And What Went Wrong in Ohio has all the bar graphs and the flow charts and the statistical analyses and that some of which Kennedy quotes in this lengthy article in Rolling Stone. So yeah, let's thanks to Reg for reminding me. Let's not forget the efforts by John Conyers, who stood alone, just absolutely alone, against an absolute whirlwind of derision and snotty comments and put-downs and character assassination by every one of these pigs in right-wing talk radio. Every single one of these pigs, these filthy, filthy pigs. And Conyers, being the man that he is, ignored them and went about the business of showing how, with his staff, showing how democracy, such as it was in November 2004, was utterly and absolutely murdered by Ken Blackwell, the Ohio Republican Party apparatus, and the Bush crime family. Murdered. Just absolutely murdered. And I stand by the question. We know this now. And I don't give a tinker's damn about you right-wingers. Go play with yourselves. I'm talking about normal Americans. We know this. The millions of us who know this So again, I have to deal with the question every day. I really do. Being the patriot that I am, being the person that I am, like you, loving my country, not because of its geographic boundaries, but because of what has been attempted here for over two centuries. And yeah, I think about the people who died, really died, trying to preserve our freedom. Not the people who have died in wars of opportunity or wars based on lies and deception. Those people were sacrificed. But what I think about the long curve of the history of this country and how this Bush bastard and his minions have utterly and absolutely destroyed it, I stand in front of that mirror every morning and just wonder why I'm standing there.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen up, people. The Ghanaian Vermont American Bits and Blades probably supports the Unmet Needs Program to help military families. Now lend your support. Hey, you can be flying on American Airlines to my celebrity golf weekend in Washington, D.C. and be part of a special tape and a mail call. So get moving. Look for my display and enter. By Vermont American, every purchase helps military families. Do it today or drop and give me 20. Semper Fi, carry on.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on complete insect killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon complete insect killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-641-2626 for the Forward. That's 800-641-2626.
soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. Jim is calling from San Francisco. He's been holding on for over 2 hours. Jim, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I wanted to talk about we're having the same kind of problems with election issues here in California. And they're trying to suppress the vote, so they were. And we have somebody that's fighting them in the name of Deborah Bowen, B-O-W-E-N. And when the Secretary of State set the rules for registration databases, there's a new statewide registration database, and when new people were registering to vote, in Los Angeles County, 43% of those registrations were being rejected.
Really? Why? Because they have Hispanic surnames?
Misspellings, Hispanic surnames. You put a space in the name in some places, but in your driver's license, you don't have the space, as in De Los Gatos or something like that. And they were being rejected. And Deborah Bowen launched a fight to stop that. And she succeeded. And she's running for Secretary of State, and there's a primary on June 6th. That's next Tuesday. And she's running against a Democratic opponent that is doesn't understand what the threat is being posed with the registration databases and the voting machines. And Deborah Bowen understands it. I've been at some of her hearings. She's the chairman of the, or chairwoman of the Elections Committee in the State Senate. And I've seen her at these hearings. She knows her stuff.
Well, do you have a website so people can get some information about this woman and maybe support her candidacy, since we don't have time to put her on the air if the primary is Tuesday?
Yeah.
What is her website?
Well, her website is Deborah Bowen, DeborahBowen.com. You'll get some better information about her issues from one of my fellow activists by going to electbowen.org. And if you want to contribute, and all over the country, people can contribute.
Right.
She's going to throw Diebold out of the state of California. She's going to build open-source public software for voting machines that could be used anywhere in the country. And she's the only Secretary of State that I know of that is going to do this kind of thing. And so this is a grassroots campaign. She's not getting donations from big money people. It's from the little people. And we're asking that people donate, and that the Democrats in California, or the independents, you can vote on Tuesday. You can vote in the Democratic ballot if you ask for the ballot. And we're asking that they vote for Deborah Bowen, because this is the best chance we have to start to fight back against this kind of thing that went on in Ohio, went on in Florida, and will continue to go on until we have somebody with...
Well, you're absolutely right. These are the offices, Secretary of State, for example, that needs to be in the hands of honest people. It needs to be out of the hands of this Bush crime family and their cohorts who have developed these hideous machines. Give the two websites again, and this time, now hold on a second, this time, will everybody please get a pencil and write this down? I know you didn't have a pencil because, you know, I sprung the question and Jim answered, but everybody should have a pencil now. So very slowly, do it again, Jim.
For the information about her stance on the issues, elect Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, .org.
Okay, electbowen.org, and that's for the information. And then her website is?
DeborahBowen.com, D-E-B-R-A-B-O-W-E-N.com.
Oh, no, wait, her name is spelled differently from the normal spelling of Deborah, so do it again, D-E-B-R-A?
D-E-B-R-A, Bowen.
Bowen, O-W-E-N.com.
Yeah.
So it's Deborah, not Deborah.
No, no. Her opponent has actually got the name Deborah, so we're emphasizing Bowen as the name.
Okay, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Owen.com. All right.
Yeah.
Now let's hope that people will go to these websites. I wish I would have known. Maybe I did. Maybe somebody sent me an email, but I don't remember getting it about her candidacy. We would have tried our damnedest to get her on the air, but Tuesday is just not enough time.
If we win in June on Tuesday, I'll let you know.
We'll put her on in a heartbeat.
Great.
All right,
great.
Jim. Thank you for the information. I do appreciate it.
Thanks you for being there. And
all right,
one
sir.
Other thing. When you say talk about how much you love these people, I didn't quite understand what you meant by that. It's wonderful.
No, wait. Back up. Say it again.
When you tell us how much you love these people.
Love them?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Arnold.
Yeah, right, exactly. Poor old Arnold is happy as a pig in snot. Like I said, he's just right where he wants to be, okay? Thanks,
Jim. Wonderful.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you checking in. Take care. Please check out this woman's website, okay? Please, especially if you live in California. Thanks. Deborah is calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Deborah, who spells it D-E-B-O-R-A-H, right, Deborah?
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you.
It has indeed.
Fred and Reggie's TV News Live. And
oh, yeah, 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 TV. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know, first of all, I want to say I love your show. You are the screams that I suppress.
Wait a
rant.
Minute. I like that. We are the screams that you suppress.
I do.
Hold on. Kathy, write that down. By God, if we ever make it big time, that's going to be our
slogan. Oh, baby,
our
are big time. I tell people about you all the time. I turn them on to you.
Kathy,
you are the bomb when it comes to the choice of music on this program.
Isn't she? She is the best in the universe.
She is awesome.
She is indeed. Thank God she's on our side.
Oh, she is awesome.
All right, she wrote that down. You are the, what, say it again?
She's the bomb.
No, you are the
you
scream.
You are the screams that I have to suppress.
That I suppress. Okay, we got it.
Okay.
All right, the real reason you called.
But here's how I get to people in my area, and I'm 99.8% I can get through to people.
Yeah.
And then there's that little tiny, faction of people who are just totally brainwashed, and you don't bother with them. Like your friend this evening who had the clue.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The way that I do it and the way that I've found has been most successful is when I start off on whatever rant I'm on, depends on the day and depends
mm-hmm.
on, the Bush crime family,
mm-hmm.
is it's neither Democratic or Republican issue. You have to understand the corruption exists on both sides of the aisle. They're both controlled and maintained by corporations. There is a certain plutocracy within both parties. So my thinking is you need to rid this country of both this whole party system.
Well, I agree with that up to a point, and here's the point up to which I agree with you.
Okay.
I hate the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
but there are Democrats who because of the political structure that's been put together in this country over 200 years, there are Democrats who are true Democrats who
truly,
have to operate
right on
right who have to operate within the confines of the Democratic Party. The Republicans, on the other hand, are base degenerate freaks. I have no use for any Republican.
And they've always been.
And well, I guess essentially they've always been, and maybe
they've always
just,
been part of the.
They've kept it covered up, but I just wanted to make that clear, Deborah, that I'm a Democrat, and I will always be a Democrat. There's no way I can escape it. I really appreciate the Green Party. I appreciate the independents. Yada yada yada. But I am a Democrat, and I will always be a Democrat. So I don't believe that the teeter totter is perfectly balanced between corruption and chicanery.
No, and I will say that I'm
on both sides.
I'm also, I'm a Democrat as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you've got Democrats posing as Democrats who are really not Democrats.
Well, that's right, and that's the qualifier that I think needs to be included. But you're absolutely right. Hey, there's the music. I have got to boogie. Thanks, Deborah. I appreciate.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate your show, and I appreciate everything you do every
day. Thanks, Deborah. Take care. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
We're being led by some wise souls, determined to put the mark into democracy. Decisions they're making are much too big for you or me. So, chasing the tide of negative news, liberal lies, left.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. In my new play, Letting Go of God, I come out clearly as an atheist, absolutely committed to keeping church and state separate. Won't you join me and the Freedom From Religion Foundation in waking up America to the growing dangers of theocracy? Phone 1-800-335-4021. That's 1-800-335-4021. Or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. That's ffrf.org.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
was born like this. I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice. And 27 angels from the great beyond, they tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song.
Oh, it's going to be a Leonard Cohen weekend. I feel it coming. That's from one of the Leonard Cohen live. No, that's not a live CD. I'm not sure which one that is. Don't email it to me. I love Leonard Cohen music. Oh, my God. The program tonight was engineered by Justin Yuen and Stan Stolpiak. Thanks, Stan. I appreciate it. Our usual guy, Jason Isaac, is out doing music tonight with Afro Skull, his band. Yeah, really? A paying gig this time or another one of those high school gymnasium things? D. Neal is our associate producer in New York and answered your calls. And our outside crew, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, at MaximumInteractive.com. He's our webmaster. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives this program. And Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer. Back to some phone calls here. Kenneth is calling from Austin, Texas. Kenneth, I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm concerned about this Homeland Security appropriations that went down where you know and I know that the most important places in the United States weren't really represented. But at the same time, I've got a theory about why St. Louis, Missouri, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and other areas that were so considered for all this money is that the cities that should probably get the money, like New York and Los Angeles and those areas, is that they have already secured these areas with cameras and police forces and focusing in on the citizenship. And I think that probably what they're doing now is taking that money and using it to build up infrastructure inside the United States in these areas where they would love to be able to control more American citizens and inward towards total control.
Well, you're probably right, and that was one of the topics we wanted to get to tonight. There were two or three we wanted to cover tonight. We didn't get to. We'll try to get to Monday night. But the Homeland Security appropriations are just insane. It has nothing to do with, quote, securing the homeland, end quote. It has everything to do with these filthy, degenerate Republican legislators who are using the Department of Homeland Security as a deep well of pork money for the little projects back home to get, you know, in order to guarantee they get elected.
I'm from the state of Texas, and I'll tell you one thing. I was here when George Bush was governor, and as far as I'm concerned, when he was governor, our Texas education was lax at the time when he was here, and it's the worst in the United States. This man helped bring down our education, as far as I'm concerned. And if anybody wants to look at somebody as a forerunner of bringing the education up, it's not this guy. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. There's no area of governance that George W. Bush has any expertise in at all. He's a thug. Thanks, Kenneth. I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your checking in. Larry is calling from Phoenix. Larry, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually down in Yuma right now where I stay at motel down here. We get the Marine Corps channel, and they've been showing some of the stuff that was filmed by Marine Corps people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to show how the different squads go out and do their work during the day, and And I know at least three of them just look like absolute atrocities to me. They're only a few degrees of separation from the stuff that's been in the news lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shown several, quite a few months ago. But it looked to me like it was being used to desensitize the people before they even go over there.
And, I'd
like to describe it, but I don't think we have time.
No, probably not. This whole thing about the U.S. military, whether it's Marines or Army or National Guard or Reserves, I don't give a damn. This whole thing about U.S. military committing these atrocities, this to me is not, and I may be naive here, but this is not our military. I realize what happened in Vietnam.
It has the stink of Karl Rove and Rummy all over it.
Well, it does. It does. The lack of leadership, the lack of effective civilian leadership in the Pentagon has contributed to this. I will just bust the ass of these soldiers who have done these things, and the only way I know how, and that's on the air, I still have to also say that this corruption of the United States military is a direct result of the corruption of Donald Rumsfeld and every single civilian and some of the uniform command and control guys who work for him. These people are evil bastards, and they are destroying the United States military. They're putting us in a position that the U.S. military will be disrespected for generations. It's just astonishing. I don't know why we Americans continue to put up with this. I just don't get it.
Well,
hey, listen, I have to leave it there. I do. We just have to leave it there, Larry. We're flat out of time. Thanks a lot for checking in. I'll see you Monday, okay? Have a great weekend. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenney, wherever you are.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Air America Radio News, I'm Glenn Schuck. President Bush would like to see the Senate pass a constitutional amendment on marriage. That's what White House spokesman Tony Snow told a White House news briefing Friday.
He thinks people ought to have the freedom to lead their private lives. He also does not believe that that means that you have to redefine the institution of marriage. He believes the institution of marriage is between a man and a woman.
Now, next week, the Senate takes up a proposed constitutional amendment that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. It's seen as an attempt to ban gay marriages. Democrats accuse Republican leaders of pandering to their conservative base before November's midterm congressional elections. The New York State Comptroller Alan Hevesy is still apologizing and taking responsibility for offensive comments he made Thursday about Senator Chuck Schumer wanting to put a bullet into the eyes of President Bush. The comments were made at the Queens College commencement ceremony Thursday morning.
We really feel bad for poor Chuck, United States Senator, the man who, how do I phrase this diplomatically, will put a bullet between the president's eyes if he could get away with it.
At a press conference, Hevesy said he made a remarkably stupid, incredibly moronic, totally offensive statement in his words. He said there was no excuse for the remark. He takes full responsibility for his own words. At an AIDS press conference that day, later in the afternoon, Senator Schumer said he accepted Hevesy's apology and believes the matter is closed. The Marion County, Indiana prosecutor responding to Thursday night's multiple murders in Indianapolis that left seven people dead, including three young children. Carl Breezy says he's sending a team of specially trained victims' advocates to speak to residents, as well as offer assistance, support, and other resources. Indianapolis police are asking for the public's help in finding the person or persons responsible for this tragedy. 28-year-old Desmond Turner is now being sought as a suspect. It appears NBC's Today Show goodbye to Katie Couric made ratings history. According to several reports, the three-hour broadcast drew the program's fourth-best numbers in their history, following the mornings after the 2000 and 2004 elections and the 1989 San Francisco earthquake. Couric's send-off is watched by an average of 8.4 million people. That's 3 million more than Jane Pauley's goodbye in 1989 and 400,000 more than Brian Gumbel's last Today Show. That was in 1997. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Glenn Schuck. We'll be right back.
Friday, June 2nd, and the Al Franken Show is on the air. We're being simulcast live on C-SPAN today, but the C-SPAN producers have asked us not to act any differently or say anything we wouldn't normally say in the course of a regular show. So, you know who I love? Brian Lamb. Man's a god, so erudite yet avuncular. Also, I was watching C-SPAN last night, as I am wont to do, and they had the most fascinating subcommittee hearing. It was the Hatcheries Subcommittee of the Fisheries and Hatcheries Committee, and they had this guy from the University of Oregon who was going into funding formulas for state hatcheries versus federal hatcheries. So you'll have to pardon me if I'm a little off my game today. I was up late watching C-SPAN. Fortunately, we've got a show that practically broadcasts itself. Franken family friend and pediatrician Dr. Margie Hogan will join us to talk about the plight of uninsured kids and make barbecue plans for the weekend. Richard Brookhiser from the National Review will talk about the Founding Fathers and probably refuse my request to tell embarrassing stories about National Review editor Rich Lowry. And Friday regular Joe Connison will join us from New York to play Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me and complain that we're keeping him from getting a jump on the weekend traffic on the way out to the Hamptons. It's a beautiful 81 degrees in Minneapolis today, and the Al Franken Show starts now. Welcome to the Al Franken Show. Billy Kimball, our executive producer, sitting in, and so is Andy Scooter Barr, our engineer. Okay, a few little fun items in a Quinnipiac University poll. Is that how you pronounce it?
Quinnipiac.
Say it again.
Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac. Where is that? Is that in upstate New York?
I think it's in Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. They do polls, though. And this is released on June 1st. President George W. Bush, according to the poll, is the worst. The Americans believe he's the worst U.S. president in the last 61 years. Bush was named as the worst by 34% of the voters, followed by Richard Nixon at 17% and Bill Clinton at 16%. Bush is ranked worst by 56% of Democrats, 35% of independent voters, and 7% of Republicans. Best president, Ronald Reagan at 28, and Bill Clinton was second at 25%. But you know what? These things don't mean anything.
What's the reason for the 61-year baseline?
I don't know.
Because 61 years ago
is
1945.
Truman
was president. Truman.
Maybe they thought that
Roosevelt
was, that
died.
Was living memory.
No, yes. But what's not fair about this is, like, I see every once in a while they do polls like, what's the greatest TV show ever? And if they did a poll now,
Grey's Anatomy,
American Idol.
It would be American Idol. Mm-hmm. You see, and like the Sid Caesar show, your show of shows wouldn't register, which is one of the great shows. You know what I'm saying?
The question should be,
MASH wouldn't be on it.
What is the most recent television show?
Well, that's maybe why they did the 61 years.
So the Bush haters should take no comfort in this poll, is what you're saying.
I'm trying to actually give Bush a break here. This is what we do on the show all the time. but 7% of Republicans say he's the worst. 35% of independents. That might be the most significant figure because they don't have a dog in the game, in the fight. You have a dog in the fight. You don't have a dog in the game. You have a dog in the fight. Okay, this is something that's been getting a lot of talk in the last couple of days, that the Homeland Security funding for New York City was cut by 40%. And evidently they didn't feel that, other places like Omaha got tremendous increases.
Well, you know, it's where America's stakes come from.
Well, they could hit our stakes because that's part of our way of life, I suppose. But here's the thing. It's and Minneapolis got cut, or the Twin Cities got cut. It will give $13.4 million to Minnesota, down from $32.2 million. And this is all I care about now that I've moved from New York. The New York thing makes me a little mad because I used to live there, and I remember they hit New York, didn't they?
Yes, there was
right.
There was some news coverage about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and New York has some other things, too. They have, like, the Statue of Liberty, the United Nations, Wall Street. Things happen on Wall Street. That, like, if Al-Qaeda wanted to go after our business,
that'd be a good place to...
Wall Street might be a good place to go after it. So I don't know why they cut New York, but here's the thing, is Minnesota, where I am now, we have the Mall of America. And listen, and the president, after 9/11, what did he tell America to do?
Go shopping.
Go shopping. I'm Al-Qaeda. I'm thinking, where do Americans shop? Mall of America. If anything, we should be getting more per capita than that's the crazy thing, is that per capita, like, people in Wyoming are getting more. So that's dumb. But I think they're going to hit the Mall of America.